You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show. I'm Barry Martin, and we have a local author in studio joining me now. Laura Masters is here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. All ready for the holidays and everything?
Heck no.
Who is at this point, right? So you have co-authored with Amy Mercer a couple of children's books, and a lot of people write children's books. We have celebrity children's books. It's a big market. A lot of people want to work in that direction. Yours is somewhat different because of what it's focused on.
Yeah. Our focus on this was to be able to bring to families some of the latest neuroscience that is absolutely supporting just beautifully the ancient wisdoms about having a lot of courage, compassion, and creativity in your life. And we teach courses on that to adults, and they're always saying, well, there's got to be a way to get this to kids and help them really understand how to connect with all of their natural intuition and wisdom. And so we decided that we would write some books that parents could use to bring their children along and help them build a biology of just living authentically from what's truly real about who they are and what they want to be in this world.
Natural intuition. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit. What do you mean by that?
Well, we have, neuroscience has found that we have an actual brain in our gut, which runs all the way from our nose all the way down to the very end. And we have also a brain in our heart, and those are neural centers that do everything that our head brain does, and everything you imagine your head brain can do, your heart can do, and your gut can do. They learn, they remember, they're looking out for you, they have wisdom for us. And the gut talks, the gut is about, you know, who you really are and keeping you safe and making you get things done or not do things. It's kind of who you are and who you are not. And your heart has all the intelligence around feelings and emotions and connections and values. And then our head is creative and likes to know things and plan things and is kind of like the CEO of the other ones. But when they all work together, you have that awesome, like, kind of all-in feeling, like you're just unstoppable.
Hmm. And you're saying that there are techniques to enhance that or to develop that feeling.
There is. Then there's a couple of steps that need to happen. One is that we really have to learn to kind of tune in and learn how to communicate with them, which means stopping and reflecting and taking a little time in your day to kind of check out. I'm sure that most people listening will have had a moment in their life where they went, oh man, I should have listened to my gut, or I knew my gut was right on that. I should have done that. Or, you know, you were following your heart and you just weren't listening to that little niggling safety thing from your gut down there. And, you know, the situation didn't turn out as well as you'd hoped. And sometimes we don't bring our best plans and to our other intuitions from our head because we don't really give it a chance to tune in. And so we first need to listen, and the gut and the heart, they communicate a little bit differently. They're quiet. They usually have images or reflections or feelings that we need to listen to. And it's funny because we all kind of do it. We just don't really do it that well. And then after a little while, you get good at having your heart and gut and brain kind of talk together and really work things out. It's like three kids at a table. They got to agree for it to really work well.
Very interesting. So how did you get into researching, working in this field, if that's the right term to use?
Yeah. Well, I have had an education therapy practice in Napa for years, and I studied with a local celebrity, Pat Wolf. You probably know her, for years and years and years. So when I decided after my kids were going to get into coaching, I decided I needed to know the neuroscience behind coaching, and I researched it like crazy. And this embraining, which is multiple brains, using all your brains, kept coming up. And I thought, okay, Laura, that's about the fourth time, you better check this out. And so I took a course up in Canada, and I brought my friend Amy along, and it just was so exciting to see how the authors had really taken some time to realize that people were talking about the head brain, they were talking about the heart brain, and they were talking about the gut brain, but nobody was kind of talking about how do we get them all work together? How do we make them work really well for us? And so they embarked on a whole ton of research for a lot of years, and they developed their embraining field. And it just makes sense that we actually can build the neurobiology to really listen to our other neural centers, brains, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm. So when we started, I mentioned there are two books. Now, give us the titles and where these are available.
Yeah, well, they're available on Amazon and that also at Barnes & Noble. And the first book is called Strong, Wise, and Kind, which is a book that we hope that parents would read to their children every night, which just kind of opens up to younger souls just the idea that they have a head and a heart and a gut that they can listen to and help them make sense out of the crazy moments in their world, and hopefully prune in their terrible twos to really use all of their intuitions and live well and beautifully. And the Hello Brains is kind of more like for the adults to read to the children, whether it's an older sister or a parent or a caregiver, and it has a little bit more meat to it, a little more information about what the strengths and the characteristics of each brain are and what they're looking out for and what gifts they bring to the table, mm-hmm. each one of them.
Very good. Strong, wise, and kind, and Hello Brains. What would you say is the youngest age that these are appropriate for?
I would think reading Strong, Wise, and Kind anytime would be.
Infants on up.
Yeah. And then the Hello Brains, I kind of picture more like when they're learning to read and they can read. There's some big words in there. But, you know, they can learn Tyrannosaurus Rex, so I think they can get some bigger words in there. And so there, it's kind of older, but I have a lot of friends who read Hello Brains and they say, Laura, you've taken this book and taken this big concept and put it into something small that everybody can understand. So a lot of adults are buying the Hello Brains book for themselves and saying that they're really helping them talk with their kids and connect with them more. And I'm having stories like some of the kids are saying, like, well, Mom, they were going to do this at school and I checked in and my gut said I shouldn't do it, and that's about safety, and I should listen to that one, right? And so little stories like that are coming through, and it's really fun, the connections that are being made between parents and their kids and helping them sort out their feelings.
Very good. Very interesting stuff. Laura Masters, co-author with Amy Mercer of these two new books we've just been talking about, and as you mentioned, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks for being in today. We like to talk with local authors and see what you've been up to. We appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
My pleasure. And now these important messages.
Big O Tire.